Why did you decide to go with Deshaun, and why not name him for week one?
I think this was another step in the process for Deshaun. I think he's gotten better each and every week. He's showing the characteristics that I look for in our quarterback. And I thought when I went back and looked at everything and thought through it all, it was best to give him this opportunity to walk out there again. And I think he has a right to earn, you know, the opening start by the way he plays. And I think he knows that. But I think he's trending in the right direction with our offensive football team. So I thought, hey, let's give him a chance to go play and see if he can show and demonstrate those characteristics to the rest of our team, you know, the staff and the organization.
As you've been throwing everything in the pot, what's the ingredient right now that's separating him from Brock and Trevor?
Well, I think the things that – I'm not going to say – I don't want to compare it to the other guys. I don't think that'd be fair. But I think what I see him doing is he gives us the potential to do a lot of different things, you know, with our offensive football team. He's really grown over the last month. You know, he's put in a lot of work, put in a lot of time. He's worked at it. So, you know, it's like anything else. You know, my job as a head coach is to make sure, and the leader of the offense is to make sure that I put the best players out there to give us a chance to win. And so that's what I'm trying to do.
You hinted the other night that you thought you'd seen enough, that you've been thinking about this for a while. Just how far back did you think I'm ready to play?
Well, I just think, you know, a couple weeks ago, just you watch things in practice, you watch things unfold, you know, as you go through games, and you see things that that in my mind gives us a chance on offense to do some dynamic things. And so you just continue to add to the list as you move forward. And so it's been going and happening. Again, I think you guys know I don't ever want to put something on someone too soon if they're not ready. But he's demonstrated that he's ready. So let's give him a chance to see if he can do it.
When did he demonstrate he's ready? Both you and the court and David Lee were pretty direct to say, you know, pretty recently he wasn't ready.
Absolutely. I mean, so he keeps passing every test. You know, it's still, and there's still another one to pass. I mean, here we come this Saturday night against a good defensive football team in Tampa on the road, in the heat. You know, there's a lot of different elements he's going to have to deal with. So, again, here's another opportunity, but he has been knocking down everything I put before him. So, here we are.
What kept you from putting it to bed today? I know you said you wanted to solve it for week one.
Well, it's in the bed. It's definitely in the bed with me, so I'm very close to putting it to bed, you know. But I think what's important is, again, I don't want to. Yeah, you guys like that one, huh? All right. I just think it's, you know, again, a lot of things can happen, you know, over the next several weeks. You just don't, you never know. But I feel good about the covers that are on top of me right now. So we're doing well.
So where does this leave Osweiler? It's unusually have a $16 million backup just sitting there.
Brock, who I had a great conversation with this morning, is doing a good job. No one has said to Brock that, Brock, you might not play here or you wouldn't be the quarterback here. That's not what was said. Just so we can all be clear about that. I can't tell you what's going to happen at Pittsburgh yet because I have not said that for sure, without question, this is our day one starter. It is trending in that direction. But I've never said that. So, again, let's see where we get to after this week and see where we are and go from there. But I think Brock's a member of our football team, will be a member of our football team, and has done some good things in our building and in our practice field in that game. So this is just where I am right now. I want to play Deshaun. I think Deshaun deserves this opportunity. And let's see where it goes.
You, Brock, twice included the general manager in talking about who makes a decision on who plays.
It's my decision. You would have to talk. I don't know where that came from. Me and Brock's conversation this morning had nothing with a general manager thought process in it. So I can't answer that for him. But our conversation was very good. He handled it. But, hey, like any quarterback, any player in the National Football League, you're disappointed when you don't get that assignment. I mean, there's only 32 of these, so I get that. That's what comes with it sometimes. But that's okay, and we'll get through that as well.
Will Brock play Saturday?
I want to play the young guys, you know, and I've told them that I want to give these young guys a shot and let them play. And when I'm talking about young guys, I'm talking about Deshaun, Cody, and Kevin. I want them to play, that's been explained to him. Is that it?
Nope.
Oh.
can you talk about the decision to cut Dez Bryant?
Well, I just – No, I think Dez was healthy and trying extremely hard. And you guys know I have a relationship with Dez that goes all the way back to Oakland, and we wish him well. It's just that this is where we were. It's a decision that we made to move forward and go in a different direction. Those things happen.
Have you seen anything of Pittsburgh yet or anybody else, or have you just been too consumed?
I'm sorry, one more time.
Have you seen Pittsburgh or anybody else yet, or have you been too consumed?
Oh, I've seen Pittsburgh. I see them every night. You know, they're really good. They're a good football team. You know, so is Baltimore and Indianapolis and Cincinnati. I know who our first four regular season opponents are. So we got our work cut out, but we got to play Tampa first. You know, this is the next step in our process. We got to go down to Tampa and play some good football against a really good football team.
You, Brock's the only guy with real experience on the roster other than Cody, but a guy who's won games, you mentioned it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Did that make this decision difficult in any way? You could have gone with
Oh, absolutely. You know, I thought through this in a lot of different angles, you know, and then when you come to the end of it, for me, it's, and I think it's always this way for me. I think I have to play the players that I think fit best for us and who's going to help us win. And that's what it comes down to. And if I, again, I'll be the first to tell you guys, if I don't think Deshaun can handle it or can do it, then he won't. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, we're not playing a regular season game this Saturday. So if that's the way it works out, that's the way it works out. But I also owe it to myself and to this player and the players here to make sure that if a guy is talented enough to do it, that you give him an opportunity to do that too. So that's what we're doing.
Wouldn't he have to, based on everything you've seen so far, everything that's already been in the hopper, I mean, wouldn't he have to almost completely flame out in Tampa for you to change your mind on that?
That's a pretty good statement, Mary Kay. You know, yeah, I mean, I don't, in my mind, this young man is going to go and play extremely well. And my job is to help him do that and create the right environment for him to do that with the rest of the offensive football team. So I'm not, there's nothing in my mind that says he's not going to do well. I expect him to do well. Our organization expects him to do well, and his teammates expect him to do well.
Can I just ask you one question away from the quarterbacks?
Talk about how Joe Schobert has grown as a linebacker from when he's a rookie last year to right now.
Absolutely. You know, he came in here as an outside linebacker and probably played about 25 pounds overweight, you know, and he's gotten the weight off. He's playing the Mike linebacker position. He's extremely bright, so he's able, because that's the quarterback of our defense. So he has a lot of input and say from snap to snap what our defense does. So he kind of controls that, and that's a perfect fit for him. He obviously still has the ability to rush the quarterback from the edges, but he can play inside. He's demonstrated that in these two preseason games all throughout training camp, and he's done an outstanding job.
After Joe Thomas said what he did last week about maybe he thought he was not ready and he thought it would be Brock, did you talk to him, or does Deshaun have to say anything or prove anything to those veterans?
Well, I think he has to prove every day that he belongs. I mean, that's his job as a quarterback. I mean, nothing – he's got to earn the right from those guys. Joe has been doing this a long time. And, yeah, I do talk to Joe. You know, I trust Joe, and I trust Joe's judgment and thought process. But me and Joe, our conversations, you know, are between me and him, and they're always good and pleasant. But Joe knows what we're trying to do. We're trying to win. And that's all Joe Thomas wants. He wants the best guy out there that can help him win football games.